It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we'll bring a list, music, and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Goodbye Berlin makes their Jersey Rock debut. We check in with Fern from the Foes of Fern, cut with Vinny from the Boardwalk Kings, and rock an acoustic track from Metal Re, recorded live in the WRAT studio. Metal Re band rocks Pod Theater at Monmouth University this Saturday, February 9th. But first, joining us in studio are Kingston and Graystar. Ladies, thanks for stopping by The Rat.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you on the show, and from what I understand, the birth of Kingston and Graystar occurred under very interesting circumstances. Tell us about that.
It did. So we were on tour with Punky Meadows. We were his backup singers. And it was brilliant. It was when Chandler Mogul was the lead singer. And we were in the dressing room backstage in Old Vegas. And this room was head to toe covered in zebra wallpaper. It was the most amazing place you've ever been
in
your life.
And I think it was even velvet or something.
There was velvet and zebra and neon lights and a big billiard table in the middle that you just lay on, basically. There was like... It's like, wait, there's a billiard table in our dressing room. Fantastic. And then Bob Pantella, who was drumming on that tour,
had a few beverages
and was having a chat with us. And he's like, you guys need names. I'm going to name you. And yours was the best, though. Graystar's was the best. Tell him.
So he looks at me and he goes, well, you're always wearing gray and you always wear a star in your face. From now on, you are Graystar. And I was like, yes, of course I am. Then he looked at Amy and he's like, what have you always been wanted? You know, what do you want people to call you? And then you said...
I said, well, my middle name's really cool because I'm British. So, of course, we have 8,000 names. You don't just have one. You have many. And my middle name is Kingston, which just is kind of brilliant because the word king's in it.
Yes.
Denotes royalty. So,
you could see like the spark in his eyes when he, you know... proclaimed us.
I name you Kingston
and Graystar. Dun, 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 dun,
like Thundercats happened. It was brilliant.
Yeah, did he hold aloft his magic sword when he did this?
Oh, you know,
kind
he
of
did. His
kind
magic
of.
Beverage sword. He did for sure. It was good.
The best part is he doesn't remember that at all. He doesn't remember naming us. He doesn't remember the whole thing like we'd remember it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I did that. Great, cool. So that's what happened. And then for the rest of the tour, we were Kingston and Graystar. And forevermore. So we decided we should just do something together and work together because we had the best time. And that's how we were born, basically.
Yep.
Well, I missed you guys when you were playing on the Fallen Angel tour at the Rock Carnival. I literally got into the stadium as the set was being finished. But I caught you at the Man Man Records 20th anniversary show when you got up on stage with Frankenstein 3000. And that was like a small little taste of it. It was great. What can people expect from a Kingston and Graystar performance?
Glitter.
Unicorns.
Glam.
Neon lights.
New wave mixed with punk rock.
Metallic onesies.
Yeah. Lots of girl power.
And cute boys backing us up
in
our band.
Yeah.
You're currently working on an EP. Tell us about that.
The EP was born, of course, we wanted to start doing some original music, but we actually decided to go in to the studio and lay down some of our most favorite songs of all time and kind of give an homage to the people that we have loved the most musically. So we started by doing Don't Change by NXS. And once we'd done that, which we fell in love with, we're like, oh my God, but how about this and how about that? And so that's how the concept started. And then we said, okay, good. Now let's start writing our own stuff. So it's this kind of cool culmination of what we love and where we feel like we were born and where we came from, and then what we want to say now. So it's really fun.
How could someone get a hold of your music?
Online, yeah. iTunes.
Our website.
Website.
iTunes.
Yeah.
Pandora.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Just search Kingston and Graystar.
Yep.
That's right.
And how can people find out more about Kingston and Graystar?
Come and see us, but start going to our website. It's got the story of our birth and all the things we're doing right now. We're on Instagram and Facebook, Kingston and Graystar. We keep Instagram going very regularly, so you'll see stories and bits and bobs and all the fun things that we're doing at the time.
But definitely come see us.
Yeah. It's better if you come see us. Then you get the full effect.
The track we're about to do, your cover of NXS's Don't Change, recently featured as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week. What went into producing that video?
It was shot by Chris Cassidy, yeah. who's a brilliant filmmaker in New York City.
Yeah.
He totally gets our concept right away. We wanted it to look like we were in, you know, outer space.
Coming down from the mothership was basically the concept.
So we kind of threw that at him. And he was like, okay, so you're coming down from the mothership. You're in outer space. But meanwhile, we're in a recording studio in Brewster, New York.
Yeah.
So we had to transform the look from like a wood paneled recording studio to mothership, which you totally nailed it.
We did, yeah.
With lighting, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then we had our metallic onesies on, so we're just like doing our thing. And
mixed it with some really great live footage. So we found Chris
yes.
because we suddenly decided that we wanted to get a bunch of live footage for a gig that we were doing in the city. And we found Chris and he came and he basically afterwards said, oh, Don't Change is my favorite song in the whole universe. I'm like, well, that's cool because we want to do,
right.
to do a video to go with the cover. And so he said, okay, I'm in. Let's do it. So it's this really fun culmination of
so it's some of the live footage from that night
yeah.
plus the footage from Barking Dog Studios.
But it's full on outer space neon.
It's outer space.
Yeah.
Meets punk rock new wave.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what we are.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome.
Mix Jam and the Holograms with She-Ra and punk rock. Here we are. Surprise.
Kingston and Grey Star, keep an eye out for a brand new EP coming out this fall. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Right now, let's do that track. It's their cover of INXS's Don't Change, a 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Sky. Michelle from Goodbye Berlin, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their home EP. The release show rocks the Asbury Park Yacht Club this Friday. It's an 18-plus show, and as always, there's no cover. Check out Goodbye Berlin's music at goodbyeberlin.bandcamp.com. Joining us over the phone is Fern from the Foes of Fern. Catch him at the Red Tank Brewery on February 16th. Fern, thanks for calling into the show.
Yo, yeah, thanks for having me. I've been very excited to be a part of this right now.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on, and we're looking forward to you rocking the new Red Tank Brewery. What can people expect that night?
Whenever I do my Foes of Fern sets, I'm not really sure until the show, because I blast out to all the players that I know, and whoever shows up, that makes the band. So I think I'll have maybe a trumpet guy come through, definitely tuba, maybe a trombone, maybe saxophone also, but trying to work the brass into the live sound more. Because if you listen to some of my recordings, there's a lot of horns on it, and there's also strings, and there's different types of elements. And you can't put everything into a live show because there's not enough room on the stage. So right now I'm just focusing on the horns, trying to get that into the show.
That's February 16th over at the Red Tank Brewery. That's a pretty new location, right down from the Count Basie on Monmouth Street. Can people just walk in? Are there tickets? How does that work?
Yeah, so the event's a fundraiser for type 1 diabetes. Going to be playing with a couple of my really good friends, Taylor Toe, Jake Tavel, Nick Ryan, Matt Cook, and there might be some other surprise guests coming as well. But it should be a cool night, and I've actually never been to the Red Tank Brewery, but I'll be there February 16th from 7 to 11 for the first time.
Good place. Then afterwards, you can go over to Yestercades and play video games.
Yo, I've been trying to partner with Yestercades for a while. I run like an event in Red Bank every year, and I'm trying to get them to bring like a pop-up like arcade to the event. So hopefully they hear this and they reach out to me, because that would be rad.
Totally. Now, the track we're going to do, first of all, was featured as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week. So I'm going to ask you about the song in a moment, but tell us, what went into producing the video for Bike Song?
Oh, that was awesome. I was working with Andrea Morgan. She kind of just came to me with the idea for the video, and we did a couple like pre-production meetings, and then just blocked off like 4 days straight. We were all living at my friend Charlotte's house, and just like we'd wake up, we'd figure out what we'd shoot, we'd go to the boardwalk, we'd hit it, we'd have to come back home and get more supplies, and then back to the boardwalk. It was a lot of back and forth. It was actually kind of funny, because we saw a memo on Facebook or something that they banned bikes on the Asbury Park boardwalk that week. And we were, like, freaking out, because we thought, like, they wouldn't let us do this. But, you know, everything was fine. It was just really funny timing.
You had a lot of bikes in that boardwalk. How did you get away with that?
Well, they, I guess it wasn't an actual real thing, but we saw, like, this huge flyer saying no bikes allowed on the boardwalks anymore. But there were people riding bikes. And Asbury Park, they actually have bikes that you can rent for, like, $5 an hour. So I just, you know, I gave a bunch of people $5 and I was like, yo, rent these bikes, let's do this.
It's a great video. It came out awesome, and she did an amazing job with it. Now, you have a new track out called Lydia. How could someone get a copy of that or the single we're about to play, Bike Song?
If you want to download the music, you can get it off of iTunes or like my Bandcamp. Also, you can always just send me an email and I'll just send you the stuff. Like, I'm totally fine with just sending it out if they want it. Or just stream it on Spotify, trying to get those Spotify numbers up. I think I'm like 7 away from 1,000 streams on Bike Song. So if 7 people could stream Bike Song right now, that would be amazing.
And just go on to Spotify and search for the Foes of Fern?
Yeah, search Foes of Fern. You can also search my record label, Telegraph Hill Records.
And speaking of that song, tell us about Bike Song.
So my girlfriend and I broke up. She dumped me. And then like a month later, my bike was stolen. And, like, I was just jamming with my friends. We were just, like, you know, playing whatever. And I just improv this, like, song that was about someone stealing my bike, but it was about my girlfriend dumping me, but it was definitely about my bike, but it was kind of more about my girlfriend. So it was just, like, this thing with two meanings kind of deal. Both stories are 100% true. You can listen to it and be like, okay, this is a song about someone who had their bike stolen. Or you can listen to it, and this is a song about someone that they were with, now with someone else. They're both the true stories. So it's depending on however you want to take it.
And what's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that you're up to?
The best way to do that is follow Telegraph Hill Records on Instagram, because that encompasses all the bands that I perform with and the people that I produce and music that I'm releasing and all the shows that we're doing. So Telegraph Hill Records, you can find it on Instagram, sign up for our newsletters. We have a .com as well with a list of all the artists that we're working with.
Fern from the Foes of Fern. Don't miss them at the Red Tank Brewery on February 16th. Fern, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, now let's do that track. Here's the Foes of Fern, Bike Song, 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
When you were still mine, I left you tied up, safe and tight. But when I awoke, the chains binding you broke, and you were gone, 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 gone. Now someone new is riding you,
SageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Man, no. These shoes, they got a curse on them, yo. Sometimes I think that they're just chasing me. Don't believe in conspiracies, but seems like they got it out for us. Coincidence.
And Aaron performing Black Boots on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That was recorded live in the WRAT studio. Don't miss Matt O'Ree Band at Pollock Theater at Monmouth University this Saturday night, February 9th. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and the Pollock Theater box office at Monmouth University. More info at MattO'ReeBand.com. Joining us over the phone is Vinnie Marone of the Boardwalk Kings. You can catch them at Stanhope House in Stanhope on March 16th. Vinnie, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tom. It's awesome to be on.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on. Your Before the Riots EP is out now. What went into producing that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Before the Riots is our debut EP. We recorded with a brilliant engineer named Mike Britt, and we also had a couple songs produced by New Jersey seminal band Saves the Day. Their guitar player Arun Bali mixed a couple songs for us as well. And it's our debut effort. We're really proud of it. And we have a couple songs on there that have gotten some radio play, so we're really excited to get it out there.
How could someone get a copy of Before the Riots?
So the best way to listen to Before the Riots is the way that everybody listens to music nowadays. You know, you go right on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. It's really downloadable any and everywhere. And you can get physical copies directly from us through our website or at a show.
You guys have a number of shows coming up. We're excited that you're coming back to Stanhope House over in Stanhope, New Jersey on March 16th. Before that, though, almost immediately, you're rocking the Tusk in Philadelphia on February 9th, Century in Philly on the 15th. How could someone get tickets for any of those shows?
Yeah, so you can get tickets right on our website. We actually recently revamped our website. I know that social media is huge nowadays with bands, but we're really proud of the site. You can get any and everything from there, from tickets to upcoming dates, to music, merch, videos, the whole nine. It's theboardwalkkings.com, and you can get everything right there.
If somebody wants to find out more about you, now obviously you have the new revamped website, theboardwalkkings.com. How else can people find you guys?
Well, we're really active on Instagram. We love kind of just, you know, chatting back and forth with folks on there. Also on Facebook and Twitter as well. And we consolidate all the handles on there as well. So you can find us at Boardwalk Kings and on any of those sites there. So come and check us out, you know, post some pictures, tag us in a hashtag, and we'll, you know, get talking with you. And sometimes we even give away free merch for people that we interact with as well.
And the track we're doing is Jack Be Quick. Tell us about this song.
So Jack Be Quick was the very first song that we ever wrote together as a band back in August of 2017. It was something that was really exciting. The name that was brought to the table was Riffy. So it's very riff-based, very rock-based that we know and love. And it was kind of cool because the demo of this song that we recorded ourselves made its way to a station out in the West Coast. And it actually made their top 30 new songs of 2017 when it first came out. So we didn't anticipate that. It was really cool. But it's now making a resurgence now that we re-recorded it on our EP. And we actually partnered with Kate Kozak of the band Indifferent Sounds. She sings backup and plays piano on the new version of this track. And you'll hear that when you play it today. And we're really excited about that because it's up for an award, actually, a 2019 award. That celebrates local music and independent music in the Delaware Valley. So we hope that folks can find that link on our site to vote for Kate and our collaboration on Jack Be Quick.
And you can find that link at theboardwalkkings.com?
That is correct, yes.
Awesome. Good luck with that contest. Vinnie Morone of the Boardwalk Kings. Don't miss them at the Stanhope House on March 16th. Before that, they're rocking Century in Philly on February 15th and the Tusk in Philadelphia on February 9th. Vinnie, thanks for calling into the show.
Tom, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Boardwalk Kings with Jack Be Quick. 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
divine.
Boardwalk Kings with Jack Be Quick on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Before the Riots EP. It's available at theboardwalkkings.com. Don't miss them at the Stanhope House in Stanhope on March 16th. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Weekly Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.